Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Start a Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit startaheartsinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Simlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Simlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSimlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas.
Yeah!
That's David Christmas.
Yeah!
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the
official OPT Network.
Oh, yeah. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Real Women, Real Talk Friday.
Real Women.
Oh, yeah. It's March 31st. And you know what DC and I said this morning as we woke up and started on our way? DC said, March is marching on out of here. It's already the 21st of March. And I'm telling you, the seasons are changing. The season is changing, rather. It's beautiful. The weather is warming up. And there are just so many amazing things that are on the horizon. And if you don't believe that, all you've got to do is just look around and behold the beauty. And you know that there is a source greater and bigger than yourself that is on the throne and that is doing amazing things. And this morning, as you're getting ready, traveling in, getting the kids off to school, we love to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones, as well as others on the highways, on the interstates, on the roads, traveling in. Make sure that you're slowing down for kids that are standing at bus stops waiting to be picked up. Make sure that you are slowing through those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. Crossing guards are out. Resource officers are also there to help to make sure that kids and buses get in safely. And also, we like to pay special attention to our school buses. Now, I know a school bus is absolutely the last thing that you want to see if you're in a hurry. You don't want to be behind a school bus. But the fact of the matter is that if you're behind a bus and you're running behind, you either need to take an alternate route or you just got to concede and say, you know what, I just got to slow down. I'm telling you, it helps everything. This morning, as we were dropping young David off for school, we saw an 18-wheeler that turned short. And the back of the 18-wheeler didn't quite make it onto the road, so it's now in a ditch. Things like that hold up traffic in the morning. Then you got the rubberneckers, people that are just saying, oh, I wonder what happened. Was he inexperienced? Did he just miss it or what? So there's so many things happening in the morning. And I know that we are not the only people that remind you about staying off of mobile devices. People just refuse to do it. But I'm telling you, you don't want to be in a situation where you run into the back of someone or you do something that is silly because you were on your cell phone. You'll be saying, all I had to do was. You know what? Don't be that person. Just make sure that you just leave it there. And our young drivers, you know, as our teens are now starting to take the roads more and more, younger and younger, it seems, we have to make sure that we set the example for them as they're getting on the road. So, you know what? We have to encourage our teens. At first, they're nervous. But then once they start to feel comfortable behind the wheel, they feel like they can get on their mobile devices. And it's just a bad mix. I'm telling you, make sure that your Friday is a wonderful Friday. The weekend is here. It's the day that we all love to love. Everybody is waiting for Friday. So we want to encourage you to make your Friday a great one and a safe one. And make sure that you're giving yourself enough time. You know what our motto is. On time is late and early is on time. It's 7:43 and I'm going to tell you, it promises to be an incredible, incredible Real Women Real Talk, as is every Friday. Let me just let you know, though, that this segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS. They're making patients better and faster. It's their top priority, and we're finding a lot out about minimally invasive procedures and how they work and how they just work better. They work better so that you can heal faster, so that you're not being cut on, and it's just better. It's bigger, DC, and it is better. For more information on how you can connect with MIGS, 318-445-9700 is the number. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget about Vantage Health Plan. Vantage Health Plan's goal is to help make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. And guess what? The best thing about it is that you don't need a referral. Do you know how frustrating that can be when you need a specialist and you've got to go through all of these changes to get a specialist? Well, not at Vantage. No referrals necessary. Vantage is making healthcare work. And for more information, 318-361-0900 is the number to call, or 888-823-1910. Don't forget, as March is winding down, we're getting in the home stretch of making sure that you have signed up for affordable care. We're going to be talking more about it next week, but we're trying to remind you every single day. And if you don't know who to connect with, Vantage Health Plan has an excellent, excellent program. Once again, 318-361-0900. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. For all of the best in home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881 is the number. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, a credit union with a heart. They are having their yearly financial checkups at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So if you need to check up on your finances, if you're looking to make a large purchase and you don't know quite where you are, well, first of all, you can get your credit report absolutely at no cost, and someone will go over all of the information with you to help you to get better. That's happening at every location at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The number, 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play down in the Avoyelles Parish, where people are friendly, the food is good, and there's always great activities. For more information, call 800-833-4195 or just go to their Facebook at the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Y'all, it's Friday. It's the weekend. Yes, and you're on point. The what show?
The bigger show.
With the unmistakably what sound?
Bigger sound.
I love it. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Forget.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:55 local time, 8:55 Eastern Time, D.C. And you know what? We just have, I don't know, every day, some days are good, but other days are better. And we just have a zeal, a new zeal, a new energy, a new sense of purpose.
It's getting fresher.
It's getting fresher, and it's getting even bigger. And let me tell you guys, yesterday, if you felt a sense of glee, a sense of peace, a sense of happiness, it's probably because yesterday was something that's called a vernal equinox. And I said, when I saw it, I said, what in the world? A vernal equinox is Latin for equal night. And it only happens twice in a lifetime, really. And it happens on the Earth. It happened yesterday. And it's a time when the sun crosses the plane of the Earth's equator, making night and day of approximately equal length.
12 hours.
Yeah, 12 hours each.
12 hours each.
All over the Earth. And it happened at the same time. And it happened yesterday. And I don't know, DC, I don't know if you felt it, but there was a sense of warmth yesterday.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, there was a
great day to be alive.
Yeah, there was such a sense of well-being. In fact, we worked really, really hard. We're finding ourselves working harder now than we ever have.
Absolutely.
Since the inception of the company, it's like now things are really starting to just churn, if
you
will.
Is it doing what I told you it was going to do?
It is doing what you, it's doing what you prophesied, and it's doing that and then some.
Yes, it is. Actually, it's doing better.
Yeah, and so yesterday we left the microphones and we went straight to work. But in and out, we weren't in and out as much because now we're seeing that we're having lots more meetings at our office. We're having lots more phone calls at our offices. And by the way, if there's anything that we can help you with, anything that you need, especially DC, now that we have our nonprofit that you talk a lot about, you can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658, and you can connect with us. We're helping people. It is our mission to make sure that we help others. And every time we talk about helping, every time we talk about giving, and every time we absolutely do it, we see another amazing thing happen in our lives. And yesterday was just, as all days are, it was a day of thankfulness. It was a day of seeing the beauty of what God is doing. And I hope that you felt that. And if you didn't feel it, I hope that you will allow that energy to come into your space and into your place this morning, because you can choose what it is that you want to feel. And there are people that are saying, you know what, Carlette, that Arthur Ashe quote that you've been talking about, I didn't write it down, so I'm going to give it to you again, because it is so poignant and it is so powerful for your life. And here's what it says. It says, start where you are. And that's so critical. And that's what we did yesterday, DC. Yeah. They're not just words for us. We started where we were, okay? We had not been exercising, and we decided that easy does it, and that it was time. And so yesterday, after we worked all day, the day was so beautiful. And the temperature was, for me, it was just absolutely optimal. It wasn't too hot, and it wasn't too cold. And so yesterday, when we got home, we broke down, we put on our workout clothes, we put on our sneakers, and we went out and we just walked. And we walked through our great city of Cheneyville that we love, love, love. And it's an opportunity for us to see our neighbors and to see what's going on. And you can really feel spring in the air. Our neighbors are working on their homes, they're updating. People are working on their gardens and their flower beds and just doing amazing things. Oh, my goodness. Wait. I was just talking about, DC, the more we give, the more we receive.
Yeah.
Was that a setup?
And Lamia and her husband have came in.
Mr. and Mrs. Peterson.
Mr. and Mrs. Peterson. You know, this is the first time Lamia's here.
Yeah. Well, we had to give her a honeymoon break. Yeah, we had to give her a honeymoon. Yeah, we had to give her a honeymoon break. But do you see, I was just talking about all of the giving and all of the things that we're purposing in our heart to do, and that we just, you know, yesterday I said this. I kid you not, because we wrote another check yesterday.
But, Carlette, weren't we just saying we needed to get a coffee machine for here?
Yes.
For the people who like coffee.
Yes.
I mean, we were. Absolutely.
A tea/coffee maker making machine. It's a Keurig, too. It is really, really beautiful. Well, what are we talking about? Well, the Petersons just walked in, and DC and I have been saying, a lot of our guests, because I'm a tea drinker, I drink tea every single morning, sometimes several times a morning. But then we have those people that come in that love, love, love their coffee. And then we have water, and you also have soft drinks.
Right.
But we have been saying we need to get a coffee machine.
Yeah.
But we just never did it. What you do is you find out who's coming, who loves coffee, and we just go by McDonald's.
Yeah, just get them. Yeah, go by McDonald's. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
And the best coffee.
The bigger show.
But anyway, the Petersons came in.
Do the Petersons have anything they want to say, Carlette? I mean, come on, man, pull the mic up.
Well, Mr. Peterson is, he's saying no, no, no. First, we want to say congratulations. Congratulations on the nuptials. DC has taken the mic and put it in his face. And they brought us, DC, a Keurig Elite automatic.
It's Elite right there.
Yeah, it's Elite brewing system.
So when you come to the OPT now, I will be asking you if you like coffee.
Coffee or tea.
Absolutely. And we will be having that for your enjoyment as well.
And so you know what we need to do now? We need to pick up somebody that is going to be the official coffee for the OPT network.
I'm telling you.
We need to get an official coffee.
We need a coffee company.
So I'm going to have to start tasting coffee.
I'm on it.
So we want
to. I'm on it.
So we want to
say no more.
We want to thank the Petersons for that beautiful, beautiful gift.
Absolutely.
But before we talk about who's here and who's going to be coming for Real Women Real Talk, there's a couple things, DC. Yesterday, after we did the sinusitis balloon sinuoplasty from Red River Sinus Center, Dr. Wold was in, and I was talking about sinuses. And I came across this article in Time magazine that really solidified right where I was with my sinuses. It said this for all of you people who are sinus sufferers like myself. And yesterday as we were walking, it really brought home for me, because we really love to run. And I'm an avid runner, but we stopped running. We got so busy that, you know, it was night when we left in the morning. It was night when we came back. And we just really sort of lost track of the time. But as you guys hear me talk about the lake and the beauty, I love seeing God's seasons change. I love the blooming flowers. But what I noticed yesterday is the flowers are blooming, the winds are coming, and the pollen, the flowers are actually coming down off the trees, i.e. pollen is coming. And so I said, I really, really need to make a decision on having my sinuses done. And Dr. Wold has really convinced me that it could be a good fit for me. But this is what the article in Time said. It says, your nose can smell. And get this, DC. It's just almost unbelievable. Your nose can smell 1 trillion, that's with a T, scents. This is a new study.
Cool.
1 trillion.
That's
yes. This is a new study. And it demonstrates that your sense of smell is far more sensitive than you think. And the world of scents is infinitely varied. And that means you just, they're so vast and they're so varied. And I feel that. I can smell everything. And so scientists previously thought that humans could only smell about 10,000 different odors. Well, no more. 1 trillion.
Trillion.
So if we can sense and smell a trillion scents, we are really, really going to be challenged for this sinus season. And it kicked off. Sinuses really kicked off yesterday, the first day of spring. And
Carlette, what? I didn't file for question to Mr. Peterson over there. What's it like to be married?
He looks.
How's married life treating?
He looks terrified. He's like, please don't do it. Do you see? I'm not gonna put Mr. Peterson on the hot seat. But our ladies have joined. But before I go there, DC, I got one more article that I just got to share before we go to break because it's so important. And it's important for our seniors, I think, more importantly. It's tax time, and this is what Time Magazine said. They said thousands of people have lost more than $1 million to scammers who threaten them with arrest, deportation, and the loss of their businesses and their driver's license if they didn't pay taxes with their credit cards. So listen, the government is saying for everybody, this is a scam. Do not give any money to anybody that is calling your house saying that they are an IRS agent. Do not give them any money. It is a scam. And they said already, thousands of people have lost more than $1 million. So don't let anybody call your house saying they are with the IRS and that you have to pay or you're going to go to jail, you're going to be deported, or you're going to lose your business or your driver's license. Don't believe it. Y'all, it's Friday! And I'm really, really, really. DC wants to talk to Lamia's new husband, Stephen Peterson. Stephen, you got to at least say good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Well, Stephen, how does it feel to be a newlywed? Have you guys come up for air just yet?
It feels great. I can't complain. I'm loving it right now.
He's loving it. Well, we had the opportunity to be at their nuptials, D.C. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it was.
And you guys had a lot of people at the nuptials.
Lots of folks.
A lot of people showed their love. But what I love about the nuptials, I had never seen this before. They had a stock the bar.
That was cool.
I got to tell y'all the story of our gift, right? So the stock the bar is you buy a bottle of wine, you buy a bottle of liquor so that because they have a beautiful bar and they want to stock it.
Gallon.
Whatever. So, you know, David Christmas does it always big.
Bigger.
B-I-G.
Bigger.
So he goes and buys whatever it is that we're going to buy. And I say, D.C., it is a wedding. You can't take the liquor in a brown paper bag.
It wasn't just a brown paper bag, though. It was like one of those
decorative. Nah, dude.
It was a decorative with the hangers. It was decorative.
Begged him, Lamia. I begged him, Stephen. I said, D.C.
You know what my thought was? Since it was Crown Royal, I was just going to use the box.
I thought it was 40.
So we have to walk into this fabulous wedding with the brand. And then, you know, and what did you say to me?
I should have brought a 40 and just kind of a joke.
Handed that.
Yeah, give the 40.
And so what did you have to say to your wife when you saw all the beautiful packaging? And
oh, I had to say that I was wrong. And, I should have listened.
You were right? Or did he say he was wrong?
Actually, I said she was right.
He said,
"Man, Lisa Campbell, don't come here. I'm trying to start some trouble, man."
Questions.
Oh, you know what we're gonna do?
And
I just got this thought. We're gonna do a show with the husband and the
couples
wife.
Couples show.
We're gonna do a couples real. It's gonna be on Real Women Real Talk, but we're gonna have, you know, and what'll happen is each couple will have a mic. So now we can bring more couples.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna put something together.
Y'all, it's Friday. It's Real Women,
Real Talk, and we're going to tell you, you already kind of know who's joining, but we're going to tell you who else is joining. This segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. I love, love, love the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage. You know why? Because they are living and working in their passion. And when they talk about helping people to purchase their new home or to refinance, they're so smart and they're so on point. And they're really, really careful to make sure that you get everything that you need. So if that's you, start with Magnolia State Mortgage, 318-561-8020. That's 8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You gotta stay on point. We're gonna get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, Anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehad Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 19 minutes after 8 local time, 19 minutes after 9 Eastern time. We know that you're on your way this Friday morning. It's March the 21st. We're into spring, and I'm telling you, spring is in the air. I don't know if you guys feel it, but we certainly do. And we feel the energy of those people that are coming into our sphere, and we know that great things are happening for people. Not only is it the beginning of spring, but today, of course, is Real Women Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Lisa Solomon. See why I got it right? But that's how synonymous you guys are for us. Lisa Campo and Lamia Peterson. Well, people are going to have to get used to that now. Are you Solomon Peterson? Pete Solo. You done came up with a catchphrase already. Pete Solo. Ladies, good morning and welcome. Good morning. Good morning. DC. Oh, my goodness. Ladies, good morning and welcome back. It's been a little minute since we've seen you guys.
I know. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So, well, let me start with you, Lamia, the new nuptials, the new marriage. Let's talk about it. How's it going?
It's going good.
Well, let's talk about first, how long had you been single? Can you even remember?
No, because the last time I was married, I don't think it counts.
Okay, okay.
That's right.
It didn't count.
Good.
So I've been single quite some time.
Mm-hmm. And so talk about the newness.
The new, oh gosh. You know, with everything, it's new. Even though we've lived together, once you're taking those vows, it's a whole new ball game.
Mm-hmm.
I think men take ownership.
And now you know the church people are raising their eyebrows when you said we live together.
I know they're raising their eyebrows. Y'all know, oh, church people, I don't care. I had to test the water. I had to look. I
this is just keeping it real.
It's keeping it real.
The views of the women, the participants, are strictly those of the participants.
Don't you judge me and thump that Bible at me with the other hand. Don't you judge me with your church.
Well, you know what? And you know what?
If you would attest the water, you won't be divorced. No, I'm just kidding. But I had.
But there is a change. A lot of people have lived together. And if I'm honest, I would say that DC and I lived together too before we got married.
We were in another city, but we couldn't afford to live apart.
and we didn't know better. But let me tell you, there is an incredible story behind that we cannot wait to tell. In fact, the man who we met that changed our lives and let us know that we were living in sin, and he said, brother, either you or your wife is coming to live at my house, y'all are living in sin. And DC said, what did you say, DC?
Well, I said that. No, I'm saying we're not going to come live at your house. But I did decide at that point that it was time for us to get married.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know.
And we always knew that we would get married.
6 months later, we were married.
Yeah, 6 months later, we were married. And so a lot of people do it. A lot of people, you know, it is what it is. And. You repent.
I'm gonna put it out there.
Yeah.
I did it. I test the waters. I wanted to make sure I was getting.
Hey, we're not saying do that. You know,
no,
we live by
I'm
the.
Not telling everybody.
We live by the word.
That's right. I'm not telling everybody to do that. I'm.
But
telling
that's
you
what worked.
I did.
What you did exactly.
Yeah, that's what worked.
Each his own.
So.
And so you guys got married, had a beautiful ceremony, and so are you basking in? Yeah, and we were excited to be a
simple.
Part of it. It was simple elegance.
Okay. We ate. That's all that matters. Like we had a good time.
And we got a chance to meet a lot of your friends and your pastor, of course. We had talked to Pastor Shaw how many times, DC?
A bunch of times.
Right.
To actually meet he and his wife though was it was a joy for us to meet him because they've been supporting us for a long time.
Yeah, they have.
From
and
Oakdale.
You know, with him, like he knows me. So he's always like, you know what? He's not one of those pastors that's pointing their finger saying, you're doing this, you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he will do, though, is tell you what's right. Mm-hmm. It's up to you to make that decision. He doesn't pass judgment towards anybody. And that's why I love him dearly. It's like, you know what? I can come to pastor and say, you know what? I messed up today. And he's going to say, well, I'm going to tell you what the words say and how you proceed.
Absolutely. And you take a hold of that. And so, Lisa Campbell, let me see what's going on in your world.
It's spring.
She looks fabulous.
Thank you.
She absolutely looks fabulous.
Radiant. Bridie, married lady. Sadie, married lady. It's golf. You know, we had Children's Miracle Network this week out at Oak Wing. And so it's been a busy week out there. The Menard golf team, it's full golf season. So my son plays on the golf team, and we're just burning it up with the golf tournaments every week. My daughter is in the last weeks of her senior year. We're approaching graduation. The announcements will go in the mail next week. I'm spinning out of control. I told my husband being the secretary for the Campo household is a full-time job.
Yes.
Absolutely it is.
And of course, I am, you know, hot and heavy moving ahead with my American national insurance. You know, I'm moving that forward. Mm-hmm. It's just been a very blessed season, and it feels good to feel the sun on my bones. How many people can say hell yeah to that?
I can say hell yeah to that.
Hell yeah.
I'm loving the sun on my bones.
Hey, y'all, let me introduce you guys to just an incredibly phenomenal thought leader. Her name is Christine O'Reilly. She's an inspirational catalyst. She's a transformational speaker. She is an author, and she owns Madly in Love with Me. Christine O'Reilly, please meet Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon Peterson, and all of our listeners. Good morning and welcome.
Oh, well, good morning. Hello. I'm so excited to be with all you ladies and all the listeners. What a glorious way to wake up this morning.
Absolutely. And I know, Christine, now tell us what part of the wine country you're in this morning.
I'm in California, Northern California wine country, in a town called Sonoma, which looks, I'm told, like Tuscany.
Wow.
And I don't know, because I've never been to Tuscany yet, but I am going in September, so I'll have to let you all know if it's true.
Absolutely. So, Christine, you and your husband have embarked upon a phenomenal, phenomenal journey. Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm actually calling you from wine country, not because I'm living in my house. I'm actually staying at a friend's house because about 3 years ago, Noah and I, it's my husband, mm-hmm. we decided that we wanted to be able to live and work and love from anywhere in the world. And at the time, I think my second book was out. My second book wasn't out yet, but I was doing some traveling on my own, and Noah had a corporate job, so he left every day to go to his job, and I traveled by myself. We just decided we got married to spend time together, not to be apart all the time. So we it took us 3 years, but we shifted our business, and we emancipated Noah from his corporate job, and he became our COO and CFO. And last year, before my second book came out, we sold our house and we turned in our car because we had been leasing it. And so we put everything on a 10x10 storage unit. And we've been traveling around the world for the last year and a half and living in different beautiful places and spaces and talking with people and teaching and being nomads.
And talk about what that feels like, because after you and I talked about this on yesterday, I started wondering, what does that feel like to just have the freedom to live and love and work wherever you decide?
Well, there are glorious things about it. And I think what you just said, the word freedom, is really key. What I know about myself is that freedom is one of my very most top values. And when I think of values, I think values are like goals. Like, if you really know what your values are, and then you can kind of figure those out, like your top three, and then you make your lifestyle around those values, no matter how much money you have or don't have or how well life is going, you still feel abundant. You still feel prosperous. And for me, because freedom is probably my number one goal, when I worked in my corporate job, it was really hard for me because I freedom in like corporate, you know, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 9 to 7 job. Mm-hmm. I have to be there every day, Monday to Friday. It was like torture, you know, Chinese water torture to me.
And, Chinese water torture.
It was bad. It was bad. I was built to be an entrepreneur, and I loved to travel, and it didn't make, you know, I would get these Sunset magazines, these different magazines. I'm like, I want to go there. I want to go there. Mm-hmm. I want to go there. I'm like, I don't have too much time to go from there to there and back and forth, and you know, a lot of money to travel back and forth. What if, you know, I just replaced my money that I spent on my mortgage and used that to travel? And that was also really liberating because I wasn't waiting to live my life and do the things I had on my bucket list. I was just doing them. I'm like, oh, I'd always like to live in Brooklyn. Let's go live in Brooklyn. I always wanted to live in the Pacific Northwest. Let's go live there. I've always wanted to live in British Columbia. Let's go live there. And so it's been amazing to be able to have that. And I think from a personal perspective, what's been the most challenging is, A, you know, you ladies will understand this, packing lightly, which I still have.
Packing lightly. Do we understand packing lightly? Is there any lady in the room? I have not mastered that one yet. And everybody's shaking their head. No, hadn't mastered that yet.
I mean, imagine, like, not having a home you come back to and just having to pack your bags for 4 months. And people would look at me and Noah be like, why do you have so many bags? And luckily I married, you know, a man who weighs 240 and is 6'3". So he can carry a lot of bags. But we're getting ready to go back on the road again. We've been in wine country for 4 months, and so we're going back on the road. And this time I'm committed, because he's actually not coming with me, to some of the traveling. I'm like, I got to downsize. fast. So I'm committed to being able to travel this next 6 weeks and when I go to Italy with just two carry-ons.
Wow. You're the second person that I know that's going to Italy, but the first person that I've ever heard that you're saying you're going to Italy with two carry-ons. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Sylvia's Caring Companions, healthcare services. People care by caring people. You're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're going to take a break, but we're going to tell you what's on point after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hick
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Mm-hmm.
talking. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you live at home with your mama. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you have a shorty that you don't show love. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money?
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 8:41 local time, 9:41 Eastern time. And if you're on Pacific time, it's 6:41. We welcome Christine Arilo from the Wine Country in California, Northern California, Lamia Solomon Peterson, and Lisa Campo. And we're talking about really celebrating life, celebrating women, and really, Christine, you are the guru for Madly in Love with Me. And we were having a whole conversation during the break about how women especially become not necessarily even madly in love, but in love with themselves. Let's talk about how that process happens.
Well, the word madly in love with me, and the reason I chose it, or it chose me, and my mission in life is to make self-love as normal as table salt. Like, to just make it like, oh, of course, yes, I love myself. Like, you know, like self-esteem. We as women, we know that having self-esteem is a really good thing. And when I go out and speak, I'll go out and speak to a group of women. If I talk about self-esteem, they're all nodding their heads, and they're like, yes, great, yeah, believe in yourself, have confidence, that's really good. And then as soon as I say love yourself or self-love, the room goes quiet. You know, because the girls are getting a little uncomfortable.
Right.
And if I'm at college, the girls start to giggle. And I just, you know, I realized 11 years ago, I've always been a woman who's had a fair amount of self-esteem and self-confidence, doing the same thing. And I realized about 11 years ago, after a big, huge spiritual wake-up call, which was the ending of a 15-year relationship for me, that that while I had a lot of self-esteem that made me successful in my career, I didn't really love myself, and I didn't know what that was. And no one could really tell me. So, you know, the spiritual teachers couldn't really tell me. They'd be like, oh, accept yourself. Oh, forgive yourself. Oh, be kind to yourself. I'm like, well, how do you do that? Like, how do you do it? Like, I'm an achiever. Tell me how to do it, and I will do it, you know? But it's like, and how do I know? How do I know if I'm there? Like, that's the other piece of being a woman who likes to achieve things. We want to know, did we do it? Did we make it? Like, did it happen, right? And so we got to work with these things that are true about us. And so no one could really answer the question. So about 11 years ago, I decided that I was going to experiment and figure out, did I love myself, did I not, and what does that mean? And over the course of the last 11 years, I founded Madly in Love with Me because I wanted to call it audacity out of each of us. To dare that we would be like, yes, I do love myself.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Wait, let me stop you right there. The audacity. Yeah, yeah. The audacity to love yourself. Who would ever even be able to articulate it like that? The audacity, Lisa Campo, for you to love yourself.
There's a fine line in people perceiving you as being...
There's
a fine line in people perceiving you as being conceited. There's a difference between loving yourself and loving yourself, and I'm using air quotes. You don't walk around and give yourself airs with a big fat head and people think you're conceited. But there is a fine line in people misperceiving you. And sometimes I think people intend to misperceive you, because if they look at you and they see the love that you have for themselves, they're kind of mad at themselves for not loving on themselves a little, probably.
Mad at you for having the audacity to love on you.
That much. And so we see this, and that does dampen or bring a dark cloud over our ability to love ourselves. We're always afraid of what someone else is thinking of us. And so I think we get caught up in don't love myself too much and hate for people to think that I think I'm all that. But it's those people who really are not in love with themselves at all. Bad marriage, bad weight, bad hair, bad job. Quit it all and go get a new one.
And so, Christine, what do we say to those people that do want to have the audacity but feel like when I walk into the room and, you know, I don't want to feel too fabulous about myself, because then I might hurt someone else's feelings, or they might perceive that I'm too fabulous. How do we speak to that?
This is the challenge. There were, you know, 100 years ago, women couldn't vote.
That's right.
And somebody had the audacity to say, We as women deserve to vote. And women went to jail. Women starved themselves to be able to give us the right to vote. That was seen as audacious at some time in history because the collective believed that it wasn't a woman's right to vote, that a woman was less than, right? So this is very similar in that we have a misunderstanding as a culture of what self-love is. We would never say, you love your daughter too much. Yeah, you love your daughter too much. You're loving her way too much. You better stop loving her so much. We would never say that because love, we know inherently, is good, but we only know that it's good if it's directed at others. There's something that happens when you put the self and the dash in front of it that somehow all of a sudden, oh my God, you should become conceited. Oh my God, you could think too much of yourself. Well, that's not love. You know, narcissism by definition and the way the Mayo Clinic has defined it is a clinical disorder of extreme self-hate, extreme low self-worth. People who are conceited, the reason they're conceited, the reason they're vain is because they have deep, 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 low self-acceptance and self-worth. And so we just don't understand it. We're ignorant as a culture. Mm. And this is why, you know, I created a foundation behind Madly in Love with Me. The movement is really the technology and the understanding that there's 10 different kinds of love that we direct to ourselves. There's self-compassion, there's self-care, there's self-acceptance, there's self-expression. And it's all about understanding where we're strong and where we're not and growing our capacity to really be our own best friend so that we can give more to others. A person who loves themselves gives more to others, not less.
Wow, that's powerful. Go ahead, Lamia, and weigh in on it, because when we were talking about it during the break and we went around the table and you said what about it?
That I love myself. I can't say that I'm madly in love with myself, but I can say that I love myself. And I say that because I do love the people around me. Now, the way that they choose to love me may be different than the way that I put it out there to love them, but I try to make sure that I treat everyone the same. I hope that they can just accept me for who I am. Because I try to accept everyone for who they are, but I try to pass judgments.
But around the table, don't you think, though, as women, we all have an issue, first probably with having the audacity to love ourselves, and then because we do have that issue, it's really hard for us to truly meet and love each other where we are.
Somewhat. I can somewhat agree to that, but I don't know. I'm under this different, I always say this all the time, by being raised by men, I see a different perception on things than some women do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't see, like, we always talk about the cattiness and looking at somebody and saying, I can't stand the way she loves herself, or I can't stand the way that, you know, I'm not like that. I can't look at, I don't look at anybody to say, oh my God, Lisa, you think you're this. Or Carlette, I can't believe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So because I can't look through that glass, I don't know what that feels like. Because honestly, I can honestly say that I have never looked at someone and judged them and said, I wish that they didn't have this or they think they're better than me. I just don't.
And maybe it is because you were raised, you know, in more of a your environment was dominated mainly by male opinions and personalities versus female opinions and personalities. And I think there is something to be said about a woman who's raised in the two different realms. Because
it's different.
When you're a girl being raised with other little girls and a female influence, you hear your mother and their friends about their besties or their enemies, or you hear it from a very early age. You hear it between the female siblings and the children, female children of your mother's friends.
Right.
If you're not being raised where your first communications and verbal interactions are just the basis of all of this cattiness, it is kind of like foreign language to you.
And that's why a lot of the conversations that we have where I just kind of step back and sometimes.
Because that's not been your experience.
Right, because I don't know anything about it.
And so for you, Christine, is that why really maybe the journey and your mission, your life's mission, became this? Because many of us really were not probably, if we're honest and if we really stop to think about it, we were not raised, and I love this word, and I'm clinging to it this morning, we were not raised with the audacity to love ourselves?
We were not raised, whether you were raised with men or you were raised with women, we've not been raised in a culture, not most of us, 99% of us, by people who practice self-respect, self-compassion, self-acceptance, mm-hmm. self-forgiveness. I mean, we've grown up in a culture that's based on guilt, shame, blame, judgment, criticism, mm-hmm. stress, pressure. And so I want to make this really clear for everyone listening. Loving yourself is not a, oh, yes, I love myself, or no, you don't, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a destination. It's something that you choose every moment of every day. And what I know about women is that we are much more likely to actually be hard on ourselves, to think ourselves is less than we are to be conceited and full of ourselves.
Mm.
And I worked with over 23,000 women in 6 continents, specifically on what I call the inner mean girl, which is like the outer mean girls you're talking about, but they're inside. And the one that we compare ourselves to other people. It's the one that says you haven't done enough, you should be doing more, that's always pressuring you. It's sometimes it's the good girl who says, oh, you should, or you have to do this because this is what, you know, it's a good thing to do for your family, even though it's totally taking away and you're draining all of your energy. I mean, look, ladies, 1 of 4 women will die of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 4, and 75% of all disease is stress-related. Those numbers, 1 in 4 women dying of heart disease, is not because we are eating too much fried food. It is because of the level of stress we have in our lives and because of the unsustainability that we were just talking about at the break, the 12-hour workdays, the 14-hour workdays.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even fit in a 30-minute walk to take care of our bodies. That's a lack of self-love. That's a lack of self-care. And every woman I know struggles with that. Mm-hmm. And that's what the self-love is not some pampering, oh, let me go do my toes at the take a spa day. This is our health
mm-hmm.
and our happiness and our very livelihood and our own sustainability inside of ourselves. And we're teaching our children who have more pressure today
mm-hmm.
than children today, 12-year-old girls have the same stress symptoms as 50-year-old men had in the 70s.
Mm.
Because of the level of stress that they have to achieve and do more and keep up with the pace of life
mm-hmm.
that is unsustainable. We as women, when we got the vote, when we got the equal rights in the 70s, when self-esteem came up, and I've talked to some of the most powerful feminists, Gloria Steinem included, about this,
mm-hmm.
and she said to me, I go, what happened? Why do we feel so much pressure? And she said, because what happened is they said, women, great, have more, do it all, be it all.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, but we've never got the message. You have to make choices,
mm-hmm.
and the systems never change to support us.
And you know what, Christine? And let me stop you right there, because I think this is critically important. And on Real Women Real Talk, we have talked often about self-love and what it is. And you know what we decided? We decided that we were going to go to the guru, the person that's not just talking about it, but that is teaching it, that understands it, and that has literally helped thousands of women. And you have brought a new perspective, and you're bringing a new light that I believe is going to help heal many of us. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about the Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's available. You can walk in, or you can call 318-448-6800. Again, the Incarnate Word Community Clinic. Also, don't forget, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Get Wired Communications. You're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And this is a conversation that no woman can stand to miss. We're back with more right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Mm-hmm. Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. Heart 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more